Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1 hour from now, we go live on the video cam with the document cam, video clips, everything. In my new fourth hour, going back to Ted Anderson, owner of the Genesis Network, also owns Midas Resources, 28 years, almost 30 years in the gold and silver precious metals business. Ted, continuing with what's happening with the market, the futures market doubling down their bets that the dollar is going to implode and that gold and other commodities are going to explode.
Well, it's going to happen, Alex, because of the fact that we've gone too far into debt and now we're financing our debt with more debt. The credit bubble is bursting. Every single economist that you talk about out there are saying the same thing. We got these problems. They're hot. It's here, and there's no way to get away from it. We've just simply sold our future out. We've ruined our children's future. This the United States government, the Federal Reserve System, is, it's coming to the end of its reign, if you will. I mean, they're just simply, the Federal Reserve note is not going to be doing well because of the fact that we are just too far down and we're no longer a world currency. We can't borrow it from anybody else. So now we have to take printed money and send it into the system to solve our problems. And that is why we're going to have hyperinflation. And you can blame it on the politicians going all the way back to 1913.
Controlled by the bankers, though they orchestrated this. Ted, tell them about the coin offers you've got.
Oh, man, Alex, I just got into a deal on silver dollars. I can't believe it. I can offer silver dollars again, first time in probably a month.
Nah, a month and a half, yeah.
$540 per roll of 20. And these are silver dollars, and right now, if you've been thinking about getting involved in the silver market, this is the thing to do because it is very tight right now, and I'll be lucky to get these in the future. The other thing I do have to offer, like you said, I kept the British sovereign deal the same exact as it was on Friday, and gold hit a high today of $930. That's $30 more than it was on Friday, and I picked this up in the 889 area. So right now I've got British sovereigns available, and they're at 247. I also have the franc coin sitting in the same situation. It's 197 per coin, and that coin was priced back when gold was less than $900 per ounce.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous deal. Ladies and gentlemen, convert out of greenbacks now while you still have time. At least hedge your bets. Even mainstream news is saying 20% gold now when they used to say 10%. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your order. You just call up, tell them the Alex Jones special that Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you, or it will be this week's prices. Got to tell them that Alex and Ted sent you as the Alex Jones special. 1-800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to move into the metals before they go up again. 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, the British sovereigns are in the 250 range now, so definitely, and so are the francs. I just didn't price that particular coin, but all that stuff has gone up. So you do have an opportunity.
You locked in. You bought these, a week and a half ago. That's why how long till these are gone?
Well, it's a small supply. It depends upon how many people are buying at this particular moment. But I'm going to hold them today. If you want to get into something and you want to get into something.
By the way, when you say that a lot of times, you get 10, 20, 30, 40 orders that you've got to buy at the new price because you've run out, but you still give it to them at that price.
Well, if I have to take the loss, I will. But the thing is, the main thing is we'll get the money, they'll get the gold into the hands of the people. And right now, with the way the economy is going, the more gold in the hands of people, the better it is.
And this is real currency. This has been real money for 6,500 years. 1-800-686-2237. If you missed that number, it's 1-800-686-2237. What is it? 1-800-686-2237. I tell you, Ted, in between alarm passcodes and computer passcodes and 1-800 numbers, I can't keep track of any of it anymore. You've had that number ever since I was with you 11 years ago, but 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. I got to say it faster. I can't remember it. It's kind of like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. Stuff like that, I got to say it faster. I can't remember it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me up, Alex, and I just think it's just great that we're getting that television thing up there. We'll knock this new world over one way or another. We'll get
absolutely.
Them.
Ted, thank you so much. 1-800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Alan Watt.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 52 minutes from now, we're going to start the new fourth hour of the show. Since 1997, I have been doing a weekday show. At first it was 1 hour, then in 98 it went to 3 hours. And so for more than 10 years, we have been in this time slot. I'm expanding it to 4 hours. We're going to have video feeds up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Starting in about 51 minutes from now, a document cam, video clips. We're going to have guest cams, we're guest in studio, all of that for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But everybody can listen to the radio feed for free at InfoWars.com at 32-bit, and we're going to be upping that to 64. It is already 64 starting today for members in the fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's 15 cents a day. That pays for the super content distribution network servers that we have. Big difference there from your normal server systems. Okay, Alan Watt is a very interesting person. He's a musician. Let me just read his bio. He's been on with us a few times before, but he's with us for about an hour and 50 minutes today. Calls it his wee bit bio from his cuttingthroughthematrix.net website. Alan Watt is a long-term researcher into the causes and forces behind major changes in historical development. His background is that of a Renaissance man with a background in three professions, plus having various books published in religious, philosophy, poetry, mainly under pseudonyms. For much of his life, for main income, he was heavily involved in the music industry as a singer, songwriter, performer, involved in folk music, blues, pop, rock, and even classical. Also known for his session guitar work, he has played with some of the most well-known artists and groups. Born in Scotland, he watched the subtleties in politics and media as they guided the population of the UK covertly in the European amalgamation. He has been warning the North American people for some years now that the same process of amalgamation is being carried out. With historical documentation, he shows how cultures are created and altered by those in control, always to lead the people like sheep into the next pasture. That's right. They always have us in a current phase and are prepping us for the next phase. Just like they're creating economic collapse, the Federal Reserve publicly engineers it. Now they're offering you the next phase, giving them unlimited governmental power, no oversight, private bankers literally running everything. In the next pasture, he learns the true esoteric meanings of mystery religions for one who knows. Learn the science of religion, creation, domination. The latest book, Trilogy, Cutting Through the Matrix, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, attempts to deprogram the reader from his/her indoctrination from accepting the world as presented. And it goes on. Alan Watt, thank you for spending time with us today.
It's a pleasure to be on.
You've got the floor. Just tell us about Alan Watt, a little bit more how you woke up, and then when you really clicked and decided in the last decade or so, I became aware of it in the last 5 years or so, to start fighting the New World Order and really go public against them, which is a risky business. And then let's break down the basic overarching system and then get into eugenics, their overall drive. Let's understand the elite's mindset before we go into their control grid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I caught on when I was very young to the fact that even the British system, although with the appearance of competition and free enterprise and so on, was entirely fixed. It was a fixed system. And it had a rigged system, and it also had a completely fake history. The history I was being taught in school didn't jive with the books written 200 years ago, which were available at some old libraries in Scotland. And I got into these libraries very young, from the age of 7 and 8. And I was reading stuff that happened at the time, only to find out that what I was being taught in school was a completely revamped, altered history. And then I got into some of the major players very early on, the Bertrand Russells, the Huxleys, the big families that had a hand in the creation of culture. And it wasn't just the creation of culture. I caught on early that it was a huge agenda at play, and that we were all living through parts of it. Every generation was living through a part of it. But you can go back in history to find that this agenda was laid out openly in the court of Queen Elizabeth I, for instance, with John Dee, who coined the phrase, the term, the British Empire, for the first time. And he presented his idea of a British-style empire with a British-type government running the world on a system of what he called free trade. And he laid it out right down to those countries which would adopt that system. They would be given most favored nation trading status. This is in the 1500s. And then you follow it down from there and see it working through the British conquest of the world during the Victorian era. You also find this other group that appears initially to oppose them, and that was called Marxism, only to find out that all the Marxist philosophies were written in London, England, and that Marx himself and Engels and others were being sheltered and given protection by the British government.
Let's stop and zoom in there. When I made my film Martial Law back in 2004, I went out on the streets of these peace demonstrations where most of the people were well-meaning, but there were the control groups kind of leading, and the communists were there. And I've had communists and anarchists who people said that's the opposite. No, they actually work together, not the minions, but the controllers, come up to me and even tell me, yeah, we work for the government when they see there's not a camera and we're going to kill you soon. And they understand that the leaders do. And I was explaining in the film that the big banks created communism to con the people back into serfdom and try to block some of the renaissance that the globalists controlled, but that had gotten out of their total control later. And I try to explain that it's a false counter-revolution or a false revolution by the people, and the public just can't get that or understand it. Can you zoom in and flesh that out a bit more?
Yes, because, well, Karl Marx, for instance, talked about a world that would eventually come into view. And he said that there'd be three trading blocks in the world, a Far Eastern trading bloc, a United Europe, and a United Americas. And he wrote that in the 1840s. And lo and behold, we're living through this very, very thing. And so they needed conflict because they believe, you see, this is the Hegelian technique of creating oppositions and out of the conflict between the two parties. And people will always choose one party or another. That's why they give you left and right in politics.
Yeah, it's false choices. And that goes back to the mystery school, the left and right hand. Mm-hmm. One is the left, you know, the liberal. The other is the male, mm-hmm. you know, patriarchal, for those that don't understand. And, of course, Eric Blair, you know, in his 1984 world, there are three blocks, the Anglo-American, the European, and the Asian. But then he finds out they're really all working together, and it's war against the people.
That's right. The only reason that they could keep power over the public is constant internal warfare. And that's, of course, why government exists in the first place, to protect you from those bad guys over there. Now, in a world governmental system, and Karl Marx knew this too, they'd have to have a new enemy. And the new enemy would be the terror within. Terrorism would be the new enemy in a global society where there are no real borders. And we saw that happening on a mini scale with Stalin. Once they had basically conquered and took over the Soviet bloc, they had to find new enemies, and suddenly they had these purges on terrorists within. It could be your next-door neighbor.
And they had hate speech laws. They had hate crimes laws. They even used the term terrorist. And understand, anytime the Nazis, the communists, any of these different tools the globalists get in control, why do they always then mass kill? That's their eugenics, which is then part of their religion, which has to have the human sacrifice. But I'm interrupting. Go back.
Yes, and so there's no doubt about it. The big bankers and the British elite, who do exist in Britain, most of them never appear on television. They're very old families. They come from the Norman descendancy. These characters are called the establishment in Britain. They are the real government above the so-called elected governments. And they don't play politics because politics is a game. And but these characters do make an agenda. And if you look into one of their front organizations, one of the biggest front organizations that they have, it's the Royal Institute of International Affairs.
And explain, that was then transplanted here as a regional governorship known as the CFR, and they have these behind-the-throne imperial shadow governments in all of the original holdings.
Yes, and Margaret Thatcher admitted that publicly when she gave her tour of the world. The tour was called the New World Order back in the 90s. And she said, we ex-politicians, ex-premiers, ex-presidents all know each other. We never retire. She says, we have a parallel government which is unelected to the people. We can get more done because we're not responsible to the public, and we work tirelessly towards this goal. So she admitted what their establishment was. It is the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and they're given a royal charter by the British Crown to exist and to speak on behalf of the Crown, the unelected elite. And they've been working tirelessly towards this world system. But again, to go back to how they created the two-party sides, they go back to nature in ancient Egypt, and they talk about the laws of nature. And, of course, they talked about spring, and then you'd have fall and this opposition, and summer and winter. And therefore, the whole idea was everything works in harmony to a new beginning if you go through the process of having opposites in battle and conflict. And it was updated much later and put in new terminology with Hegel, who called it the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Synthesis is the merging together of the two opposing sides in a compromise.
And over thousands of years, the elites developed this, and if the elites didn't develop this, and if the power behind the throne, who was always his magicians, they were just the con artists, they understood psychology. That is the hidden mystery religion. They then put on the theater for those out there in the general public or the congregation, and that is the big secret, is just how to punch the buttons in people's minds. Is that your take on it, Alan Watt?
It's all formula. That's right, it's formula.
Formula. We'll be right back. We're going to get into their mindset, what they believe, not just what they tell us, and their extermination plans for you and your family.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
In about 35 minutes, we're going to go live with video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll be able to hear the audio for free at Infowars.com in the fourth hour in a higher bitrate or on the mainstream at Infowars.com. And we're going to be hooking into the satellites and all the affiliates in the next few weeks for our regular radio listeners out there in AM and FM land for stations that choose to carry it. Going back to Alan Watt, please continue. You know, we talked about the grid they built. We're going to get more into that. But specifically their mindsets, what they believe, what they're into, where they think they're going. From your research, get into that, Alan.
Where they're going is to a utopia. They've talked about a utopia, a golden age for thousands of years. every elite has talked about the possibility of immortality in this world, in this particular body, by understanding nature once again, and in other words, science, by conquering the laws of nature, to conquer death for themselves. And there's no doubt about it, they want to fix, as they say in the old religions, the spirit in the physical body for eternity. And no more. And the top two, many of them do believe in reincarnation, but they believe that they are the most evolved species, both spiritually and physically, on the planet. Later, this was brought out by Charles Darwin under another guise, a pseudo-scientific guise, of determinism through superior types.
Yeah, let's be clear. They claim on the surface they're atheists, but they're actually deep occultists and believe they're God and have God complexes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they've got giant heavy cyclotrons colliding heavy particles, which the equations show could cause a huge chain reaction and destroy the whole planet. They can't help it, though. They've got to play God.
They have to. And they truly do believe that through their advanced sciences, they will dominate nature and everything in it. When you look at the old psalms written for pharaohs, you'll see that the psalm would say the pharaoh is God. He is God on earth. And he owns everything in the world. Everything that flies, crawls, walks, or burrows in the earth is his. The land is his. The people are his. He was the owner of everything. And it hasn't really changed. The elite truly believe that we should worship them for giving us their system. We should worship them for giving us jobs. And they claim that's the only purpose that we have. And like good shepherds, when they have no more jobs for us, then their jobs to cull us off. That's how much they love their animals. And the world that they've drawn up is to be a vastly reduced population, and not only a reduced population, but through the genotype of different people and the Human Genome Project, they're going to take the best genes and create a better race of purpose-made slaves. This has been published in many scientific journals, purpose-made humans for purpose-made jobs.
That's right. And in 1916, H.G. Wells had already written about atomic and hydrogen bombs, because Max Planck and others, by 1905, had already put out the equations. Probably before that, that's when they told the public about it.
Yeah.
And then they used Einstein as the vehicle to basically publicize it.
Mm-hmm.
They had, he had written about the Eloi and Morlocks almost 100 years ago, this elite, cold-blooded, psychopathic elite and their slaves. And going back 150 years ago to Galton and his cousin,
mm-hmm.
of course, Darwin, this is all an endgame, ladies and gentlemen. They already believed they were the super race. They interbred and actually made unhealthy lunatics or people who were had extra or less chromosomes, massive genetic problems. So now they want to prove they're the best. They're saying, okay, well, we'll actually come in artificially, just like in Huxley's 1933 Brave New World. We're going to make you stupid.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They had meetings at the beginning of the 20th century on how to dominate the public, the general public of the entire planet, through chemical means, through ways of using chemicals to lobotomize specific parts of the brain.
Fluoride.
Yeah, to make people more, and also by using the needle. Even Bertrand Russell talked about the use of the needle will make people very compliant. And they can target specific parts of the brain through chemicals or viruses that they can send right to your brain. And I really do believe that that's the main reason for inoculations, because we look at the IQ dropping, plunging since the 1950s.
Just like sperm dropping, and then all the PR ads about how good the shots are for you.
Mm-hmm. And people are becoming so unhealthy. Surgeons are phoning me, telling me that they're opening up young men, and their bodies inside have advanced aging. I think they were 70 years old.
Well, that's the GMO food, which they knew would do that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being orderly exterminated with soft-kill weapons, all Pentagon-run. Hope you enjoy it. Go ahead and serve the system. Those that are laughing, they're killing you. I know you love your masters. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8915. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be our maiden voyage today. The audio is going out to the fourth hour at Infowars.com. We're going to be taking your calls off a new phone number for the time being. Coming up in the fourth hour today that starts at 2 o'clock Central, and Alan Watt will be with us for the duration of that hour. Also, we're going to take the hour-long encoding of my document cam, of the video cam in here on me, and on the video clips we play, and Alan Watt, and that will be uploaded and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv within a few hours of the end of the show. Because this is the Internet, and sometimes there will be glitches on the cam when thousands and thousands of people are on there, but we're always encoding here locally. We've got one machine encoding now. We're going to go to about two soon as backup, and so you'll always be able to see it, period. It's going to be very, very timely. Always, even if you miss it live while you're at work, you'll be able to get home, and there'll be the new video for you 5 days a week. We're even looking into coming in with just a basic webcam on the Sunday show as we develop and expand things. So the free audio of the show, the radio show, coming up in the fourth hour at Infowars.com. But if you want the video cam, get your 15-cent a day PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Going back to researcher Alan Watt, who joins us from Canada, his website, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, a link up on Infowars.com. Alan, please continue.
Yes, and so the the dialectical process works so well because the public, as I say, will always pick this side or that side, whichever one appeals to them, or whichever side their father or mother has followed before, they adopt the same attitude, and they don't think beyond that. However, this agenda was to be set up under a new system eventually that would take over from this vague term called democracy. We've never really had a true democracy in the history of the world. And the new system that would come in, and this was published at the beginning of the 20th century, they said that under this new democracy, only those biggest groups that exist and who are authorized to exist would have a say in the affairs of government. We now call them non-governmental organizations. And so with the use of, again, front NGO groups, non-governmental organizations, who would pretend to demand from government on behalf of the public that certain laws be passed on various things, they would guide this whole system into their brave new world scenario.
And it's all stated, and they brag, even in these textbooks, hundreds of books out there, we'll list some of the names, that the slaves never read so we can admit they're slaves. And they also point at the Rent-A-Mob NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and then say that that is the grassroots. Really, this is all an elaborate thespian. The whole world is a stage, each of us a player upon it. Of course, we know that Shakespeare was an insider. That was really just an acronym for a group of Illuminists that wrote under his name. He really wasn't writing a book a week, ladies and gentlemen. And the history shows that some say it was really the king or the prince. Well, it was. William Shakespeare was just a front for a whole group of these people to put this out. And so they expansively then pre-program the public, control both sides of the debate.
Mm-hmm. It was even deeper because they introduced a whole new language into England with the King James Bible and Shakespeare around the same time. Because prior to that, if you read the writings of Chaucer and others around the 11th century, you'll see that they were speaking a form of Saxon German. And so they even upgraded the language, because language itself is very important to this whole agenda. We think in a language. We're like computers. And technically, and they knew this a long time ago, if they gave you a certain type of language, and they already know the logic, like the logic of a computer, then the programmer will know the answer to every question that you as a being must arrive at, because you'll use your logic, use their language, and you'll arrive at the predestined conclusion.
Why do people love logos? The mm-hmm. Volkswagen logo, the CBS logo. Because in our development, we would know what if a spider was poisonous or not by its spots or by its red hourglass or by its little violin. We would know whether a fish was good to eat by its spots, by the way it looks. And so language, really, in the human mind, is symbols or characters, like in Chinese or Japanese, where it's pictorial pictographs, pictures. They then come in and change the meaning of those words and then add new mental recognition to those verbal signals, and they are now altering those.
Yeah, it's very, very simple. It's very, very simple, and sure enough, they do keep changing the meanings of words, and George Orwell warned us about that too, how easy it is to do, and if you start to adapt and adopt the new terms that are given to you, you're being programmed automatically. Most people today, and this was written about in the 1960s by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, when they had the world meeting to decide which organization, which country would lead the world for the new culture, and they said that would they give the job to Hollywood. Most young people that watch all of these soaps and so on, their dramas, their school dramas and so on, and they don't realize there's new words, new vocabulary being introduced, new meanings of words as they change them, and they start to parrot them, they mimic them, as Charles Galton Darwin said. So this is an age-old technique of controlling culture through the use of words and the gradual subtle.
Now, let's be clear. That was firmly institutionalized going back 50 years ago, where the FBI would oversee all the production houses and have you arrested or blackballed if you didn't follow the order. There is the overt control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, the feds, since 2001, have been spending $45 million a year, and this was in the Washington Post, L.A. Times, to just pay one script writing house to write the, quote, government terror scripts. And then you look, and they're actually using those terror scripts in real attacks, so it goes vice versa. And then I remember having the lone gunman and X-Files star, Dean Haglund. He called me up and said, I want to come visit you. He said, listen, the CIA visited us, and they would plant these on us and tell us, hey, it's a good idea if you use this. So I want to be clear. Everybody in Hollywood isn't marching around getting CIA orders. It's the top producers. It's the top production houses. They decide what they want to pick out of the millions of scripts. And then once you start ideas rolling, it magnifies, and others parrot it, adapt it, change it, and don't even know they're taking part in a larger program.
Mm-hmm. On one month before 9/11 happened, the International Censorship Committees of the World met. And I didn't know at that time we had an International Censorship Committee. I knew every country had one. And you think your censorship committee is there to see what you'll be exposed to on television and so on. And it's there to protect you. But they published their findings and they published their speeches from the international meeting. This got lost immediately when the bombings happened in 9/11. But I remember them. I cut them up in newspapers because they had speeches given, identical speeches written by the same scripter, obviously, for two professors, one in the United States who attended the meeting, one in Canada, at a university here, and they said, now we have won the battle for homosexuality and lesbianism and so on. We shall push the envelope. Our next target is for bestiality and intergenerational sex. That will be promoted heavily through comedy, television, and so on. So your censorship committee is there to guide the culture into the next phase and the next phase and the next phase, not to protect you.
And that's because they have to cold-bloodedly remove the old basic human programming to keep tribes together and healthy. They have to fracture, break up families, break up societies, reduce us to isolated creatures who only have a relationship with the flickering television or computer screen being programmed by our imaginary friends. And they even call the show Friends.
Mm-hmm. And we must be very... You see, again, Blair or George Orwell talked about this ability for bureaucracies to adapt so quickly. What's true and correct one day, you must truly instantly believe it, this new correctness for today, even though it's diametrically opposed to your conditioning yesterday, and it's constant adaptation of political correctness. Now, the term political correctness came from the Soviet Union. That's a direct translation from the Soviet for the same thing. And when they introduced the term political correctness in the West, they also introduced the term also from the Soviet Union, and that was anti-government. It started to appear in the paper for the first time, anti-government. So if you complain about government or a policy, suddenly you are anti-government. So it makes sense, because remember what Senator Dodds, Norman Dodds, found out when he did the Rees Commission back in the 60s, and he wrote around the big foundations. Now, the big foundations are the boys that pretend they're big charitable institutions, multi-billionaire, trillionaire institutions. They dish out the money that funds these professional non-governmental organizations. And Dodds found out from the Ford Foundation, Carnegie and Rockefeller, the guy at the Ford Foundation told them, our purpose is to eventually blend seamlessly the Soviet system with the American system into one.
Well, let me expand on that. Let's just zoom in on a tiny, tiny microcosm of the entire picture. For 50 years, the Ford Foundation has been funding textbooks and comic books, millions of them a year, just like Marvel last year got criticized for they're going to give every American child a UN comic books every few months that teach us to like world government. They admitted it. The UN said to teach us to accept global government, teach us how it's good, teach us about the new environmental system as an organizing cause, which is their whole eugenics program. And they said, don't get mad. We've been doing this with comic book people since the late 1940s. Well, it's the same thing. Comic books in Mexico saying America took the Southwest. The U.S. is bad. You want to break it down. La Reconquista. Our government, just like our government, the criminals that run it, it came out in the Washington Post for 30-plus years up until 2002. We're still shipping millions of comic books and free radical hadiths, radical Islamic text interpretations to the Muslim countries from a Wahhabist perspective, and the Saudi Arabians would match money with the CIA to radicalize Muslims so they could use those religious Muslims to tear down any secular government to actually neutralize and weaken the Middle Eastern and Central Asian areas. So, again, there's the foundations, there's the governments breeding the rebellion.
Mm-hmm. And in the Soviet Union, you see, this blending together of the Soviet system it has already happened. It's happened here. They have merged the two into one. And remember going back to the book called The First Global Revolution, written by the Club of Rome, published in the 90s, it tells you in there by the founders, in their own words, they said, we, back in the 70s, looked for a reason to unite the planet. And they thought about the space alien, would that work? Would they all fall for that? Then they said, we hit upon the idea of stating that the people on the planet were causing global warming. We hit upon the idea, he says. And so they said, yes.
Yeah, the head of the CFR in 1993, Richard N. Haass, and this is published, this is on the CFR website, and Club of Rome said, we made this up to make humanity the enemy. That's a quote.
That's right. I've got the book from them. I've got the whole chapter.
But, I mean, they're point blank. They're point blank, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, everything Alan's saying is in mainline textbooks. It's all available. In the 70s, they had the church hearings on foundations. They called in the heads of the foundations, and they admitted the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Their founding document says we're going to create war and control it and play countries off against each other to bring in the one-world government.
Yes. And then when Gorbachev, of course, was president of the Soviet Union, he'd already been given the right to have that organization in the United States while he was still president of the Soviet. This is the top of the KGB at one time. He was now president, and he was given the right to run this green institution for the planet in cahoots with Maurice Strong and Mr. Rockefeller. And he had a hand in drafting up the Earth Charter.
And that Green Cross, Green Shield base at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, where the UN was born in 1945, set up by the Pentagon, directed by the Royal Institute on International Affairs.
That's right. And, of course, he was given a knighthood as well. The Green Cross is the Knight of Lazarus. That's what it stands for. But he's a Soviet, he's a president of another country, a foreign country, being given a top position within the United States while he's still president of the Soviet Union. And his last speech he gave to the Politburo, it was printed in the Toronto Sun, and Eric Margolis was the foreign correspondent who printed up the whole speech. And Gorbachev told the Politburo and the top generals, he said, shortly you'll hear that communism is dead and finished. He says, don't believe it. We're simply moving on to the next phase of merging with the West.
And they never even took the hammer and sickles off the tanks. Mm-hmm. Going back and expanding on that, there are so many examples of our government shipping them hundreds of millions of pounds of wheat every year, oil, the Rockefellers, Arm & Hammer, owning the factories. We have Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science Division, Bill Clinton's mentor, admitting, bragging to everyone that, hey, the Royal Institute roundtable groups that dominates the CFR and the rest of the world, they work with these people. They create these people.
Yep.
That's like Lord Milner in the 20s said, we need a rabble-rouser to put in power in Germany. We'll put the screws to the Germans, hurt them real bad, and then make them come after us, and then we'll have everybody surrounding Hitler will then sabotage him. I mean, they're slick, man, because they plan out decades.
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at here, and here's where it hits most people who get to a certain stage of waking up. You're dealing with an ancient system and an ancient science and very old families who are given archives of information on the techniques. As I say, it's formula. It's all to do with formula. If you want the public, as Plato said, to do anything, look at past history. What they've been made to do in the past, if you know the formula, you can reintroduce it again at any time in the future.
And take the movie 300. That was the biggest blockbuster last year. Made like $400 million. Mm-hmm. They show them killing imperfect babies at birth.
Yes.
They show basically how the Spartans went out and did human sacrifice. It's all and shown as the most wonderful thing in the world. That's the beginnings of the eugenics. And I want to come back, Alan. We're going to take calls, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour that's about to start. I want to explain to people what their real beliefs are. start getting into the eugenics.
Yeah, the eugenics is incredible. We go back to history. We find, for instance, pharaohs and kings of Persia and so on would often marry their own sister because they truly believed they were the most. They were already Darwinian. Darwin simply was a member of the same group centuries later, espousing what they already believed in. They believed that spiritually and physically they were already the most perfect beings on the planet. And they didn't want to outbreed into the commoners. They always had two groups, themselves, the gods, and the commoners. And in Britain, the people are still called commoners. If you're not a member of nobility, you are a commoner.
Well, they also called us the little people, and that's how they can tell who comes from a more, quote, noble family, the taller you are.
Mm-hmm.
And because they would artificially starve, and that's feudalism, mm-hmm. the people as a way to control them, and then and they would get madder and madder as they inbred more and more of their children. You know, that's why you always hear about kings and queens not being able to have children and not having heirs, because they were so mentally ill and deranged and psychopathic. Really, they say they're their own species. They are, Alan. They are a psychopath, a inbred guild. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I've talked to some of them and heard them speaking about it themselves.
So have I. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Your phone calls, the fourth hour, coming up. The show isn't over. Go to InfoWars.com to listen.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
by Gene, Steve, many others that are patiently holding. Let me give you the new number to call in. I've actually got a 1-800. We haven't hooked it up yet. And this show will be on the network in the next few weeks. But it's only going to be at InfoWars.com. I'm going to call and get a fourth-hour shortwave, too, in the next few days. It's going to be at InfoWars.com. Free streams there. But you have to go to the InfoWars.com streams. You have to go to the website to hear it. It won't be on the Genesis streams this fourth hour. You go to InfoWars.com right now. You can listen for free there on 32-bit or 16-bit. And it's going to be in 64-bit for members of PrisonPlanet.tv. And you're going to have a five-minute video intro feed. And myself and Alan Watt will be back, and we will be taking your calls. Here is the phone number. It's 512-646-5400. And I think 80-plus percent of the public now have unlimited long distance, so 1-800s are really being obsolete, but we're still going to have one for you. 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. I'll be right here myself taking your phone calls off my board. We're going to call Alan back here in just a minute or two and get him on my board here, too. So we're beta testing this all myself live this fourth hour with the video feed and the rest of it. Let me just punch the video feed up. We're rolling video clips of Stalin and Bush right now, but punch myself up so I can say hi to everybody. We have a document cam. I had Chinese food on the document cam a few minutes ago. But there's the document cam. Got the Finance and Development magazine. Global Governance, who's in charge? So this is an industry publication. It's all just admitted there. Oh, yeah, world government. We run everything. You know, that's for people in management. 20-something thousand CEOs get this. I mean, I'm seen as a CEO, I guess, because I run my own company. All this stuff comes in the mail because they have a list of this. I never went on a list. I never asked to be on this, but I get sent it. You see, because I'm seen as somebody higher up in the system, even though I fight them, I'm on a list, they send it to me. Alan, that's how this works, isn't it?
It is how it works, and it's always you always promote culture and changes from the top down, not from the bottom up. So it's following its old routine. Even management courses now, university, everything has been for quite a few years globalism.
Well, here's another example. My dad is a healthcare consultant. He's also a dentist and oral surgeon. So they always hire those guys because of medical laws. They want those to be officers, board members, consultants. And he goes all over the country a couple days a week doing this. And about 4 years ago, he called me. He was at the Four Seasons here in Austin, because they send him to these big seminars. It was like, $4,000 or $5,000 a person to go hear this top guru talk, this big CEO. And he goes, this guy's talking about world government, how the elite miscalculated and dumbed everybody down too much. So now we're headhunting for homeschoolers to get them to join. I mean, like you said, Alan, it's now just right out in the open.
It is. It truly is in the open. And they have such a dumbed-down public. The public don't really care too much what's happening as long as their own little life and what they can do doesn't change too drastically for them.
Alan Watts, stay there. We're leaving the Genesis mothership and going out on our own to find new worlds, new civilizations to boldly go where no radio talk show host has gone before. All right. Hey, we'll be right back on video for PrisonPlanet.tv members and with Alan Watt for a full hour with no commercials right after this quick break. If you want to hear it on the Internet, you got to go to InfoWars.com and listen to those streams right there. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members and click on the live stream and watch it. And then, of course, later we will upload this today for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch the encoded version of the live show that starts in 70 seconds. I am Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.